Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. We're glad that you're here. And we have about an hour and 47 and a half minutes to go. And it'll all be over. And we are looking for a group of faculty people to be here today. And the specific faculties that are here are environmental, engineering, law, management, dentistry, and medicine. And the latter will intrigue everyone. If there's anyone who has a difficulty today, we have potential MDs on board, a good number of them. My only comment to you is please wait until they have received their degree before you have an issue with anything. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. This is the chef de protocol. There's nothing to do with food, but just to give you some information associated with this particular convocation. And I guess the first thing to say is, do the numbers 21 to 18 mean anything to some of you? Very good. Only two people. That was the Alouettes winning score yesterday for their second. This is the beginning of a trivia night. And the right answer was just achieved. We're very happy that you're here today. I want to express also our appreciation for Brian Sand and his group, who played so well for you for the last half hour or so. I would also ask that you please curb your cell phones, lest we have to listen to something like that. Not good. Put them on vibrate if you need to, but try not to use them and have them stifled, if you would, please. The other comment to make is that we have a very effective electronic system at McGill, and this permits to identify each and every one of you, as well as other people in the audience. And this is, of course, such that immediately I have access, almost immediate access, to your phone numbers, and I know where you live. So if you've got your degree completely sorted out, this is excellent. And I would ask you to rise, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party that's coming in. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Madam Principal, Provost, Vice Principals, Deans, members of the faculty, distinguished guests, graduates and their families, bonjour à tous. As Chancellor and on behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the fall convocation ceremony for students graduating from the faculties of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Center for Continuing Education, Dentistry, Engineering, Law, Management, and Medicine. However, let me start the proceedings by asking a question, namely, what is the difference between a skeptic and a cynic? Permettez-moi de répéter la question. Quelle est la différence entre une skeptique et une cynique? Two great British writers, both born around 1850, had this to say on the subject. George Bernard Shaw observed that every person who has mastered a profession is a skeptic concerning it. Let me repeat that. Every person who has mastered a profession is a skeptic concerning it. While Oscar Wilde commented that a cynic is a man who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. Skepticism is about asking questions, possibly being dubious at first, not being gullible, but always open to being persuaded of a new fact or a different approach. Cynicism, on the other hand, is about already having the answers, or thinking you do, answers about a person or an event. The skeptic says, I don't think that's true. I'm going to check it out. The cynic says, I know that's not true. It couldn't be. Cynics eventually get turned off from society as they feel virtually no one can be trusted. They don't by and large vote, believing that politicians by definition are dishonest. Fortunately, others, and I like to think I'm among them, believe that we in Canada, as well as in most other democracies, are blessed in having large numbers of honest, hardworking, and talented politicians. I believe equally strongly that we are blessed with many outstanding journalists who write intelligent and very often thought-provoking pieces. The skeptics will study their options as to whom to vote for and what to read to remain in touch with the world around them. Cynics are perpetually suspicious, leading to an existence in which they become uninvolved in anything beyond their narrow circle, for fear of being duped by strangers or constantly being fed with false information. Hopefully, your time at McGill has taught you to become a skeptic rather than a cynic, to be more open to ideas, comfortable with your surroundings, and most importantly, inquisitive. I would now like to welcome Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor, to address the audience.
Chancellor, Chairman, our distinguished honoree, Dr. John Cohen, our Special Teaching Award winners, Mr. David Lank, Professor Robert Leckie, Professor Rosalie Jukier, and Professor Michael Petrides. Our Lifetime Achievement Award winner for Leadership and Learning, Professor David Harp. Distinguished colleagues, friends, and most important, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, I have the privilege of adding my welcome to all of you here at Place des Arts for our beautiful fall convocation. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2010, and your families and friends. For all of you who are graduating here today, we know you have worked very hard, without question. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friends of a McGill student. And so, as we graduate you here today, Class of 2010, please join with me in expressing our appreciation to your family and closest friends. Many of you will be thinking about the choices you will make in life and where life will take you next. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience différent largement des vôtres. Today we are all challenged, wherever in the world we may live and work, to rapidly realize a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment and to do so while dealing with great uncertainty in the economy. We face an imperative to rethink the way we interact with financial and social systems and while doing so to reduce the gaps between those who have and those who do not. These can feel like great challenges indeed. But we rise to meet the challenges of our world, and as we do, we depend on the knowledge, the values and practices that we have learned and reflected on, and most significantly on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals and citizens, people just like you. Class of 2010, you are building technological and scientific literacy, fluency in multiple languages, and an understanding of the cultures and religions of the world. You are cultivating an open mind, a willingness to reassess your values and practices, and perhaps most importantly, you are building your own appetite for managing complexity. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness of the world you enter today as graduates of our university. You have sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, and particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our great academic freedoms. And along with our great good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and a more prosperous society comes a special responsibility to take on the social, environmental, and financial challenges of our world, a responsibility that all of us here at McGill share with you. Class of 2010, we are very proud that you are now joining the more than 215,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our Chancellor, our Chair, and Dr. John Cohen, who will shortly receive his fifth McGill degree. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go, and please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice derived from an ancient scholar: take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But now, for today, this is your day. Celebrate, savor this moment. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Provost Anthony Massey to introduce this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching. Professor Massey.
Thank you. Good afternoon. McGill University created the Principal's Prizes for Excellence in Teaching to recognize quality in and commitment to pedagogical activities and to celebrate those who demonstrate these qualities in a truly exceptional manner. The winners we honor today embody the best in teaching, advising, mentoring, and supervision. It is a great honor for me as Provost of McGill University to present this year's winners to our Principal and Vice Chancellor, Heather Monroe Bloom. I will ask that each winner step forward and stand at center stage when I call your name. Madam Vice Chancellor, Mr. David Lang. David Lank came to teach at McGill University after a long and distinguished career as a business leader. His academic career has allowed him to combine his business expertise and his commitment to public and community service with distinguished teaching. Mr. Lank conveys to his students what all great teachers must, a passion and enthusiasm for the subject matter. This comes to life most vividly in his entrepreneurial leadership course, which has been nothing short of a sensation across our campus with students enrolled and attending from almost every faculty. He counsels, coaches, advises, and through countless hours of discussion, he helps prepare students not only to be more successful, but by teaching them how to deal with the challenges that come from setbacks and even failures. In short, David Lank prepares his students for life. Madam Principal, I present to you a gifted teacher, a dedicated coach, and a committed member of the McGill and Montreal communities, Mr. David Lank, this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching in the category of Faculty Lecturer. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Robert Lecky. In 2008, Robert Lecky was chosen by students in the Faculty of Law as the recipient of the John W. Durnford Teaching Excellence Award. Today's award is further evidence of his great talents in transmitting knowledge and in raising questions about it. Professor Lecky's record is truly exceptional. He pays attention to every aspect of teaching, from evaluation and assessment to course design itself, feedback, pedagogical innovation, supervision, and mentorship. To his colleagues, he is an inspiration, and his students applaud his outstanding dedication to teaching. Their letters of support are a testament to Professor Lecky's determination that they all succeed. He takes time to counsel them about strategies that will help them thrive. One student in particular put it this way: Professor Lecky is not the type of professor whose popularity derives from witty one-liners or funny stories. Students love him because they sense that he works harder at being a teacher than most of us work at being a student. Madam Principal, for his sincerity and for the quality of his teaching, I present to you Professor Robert Lecky, this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching at the level of Assistant Professor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Rosalie Jukier. Rosalie Jukier's record of excellence as a teacher is truly remarkable. Her pedagogical leadership is quite literally at the soul of the Faculty of Law's mission. Professor Jukier was instrumental in the transformation of the faculty's distinctive and world-renowned trans-systemic program. She has led the way in creating new courses, new teaching methods, and new pedagogical materials. Throughout her career, Professor Jukier has demonstrated that for her, a sense of teaching is intimately tied to citizenship, to outreach, to social responsibility, and to a vision of law in the world. The praise and admiration of her students bear wonderful witness to her care, enthusiasm, and dedication. Professor Jukier's commitment to leadership in student life and learning, however, goes beyond the classroom. As Dean of Students from 1995 to 2001, Professor Jukier reshaped student services and improved the educational experiences of students at McGill. Madam Principal, I present to you a truly inspirational individual, Professor Rosalie Jukier, this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching at the level of Associate Professor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Michael Petrides. Internationally renowned as a neuroscientist and a Killam Fellow, Professor Michael Petrides is one of the embodiments of how leading researchers and leading teachers are one and the same in the Faculty of Science. In 1995, Michael Petrides received the distinguished Leo Yaffe Award for Teaching Excellence in the Faculty of Science, and since then, notwithstanding heavy-duty responsibilities as the Director of Neuropsychology and the Cognitive Neurosciences Unit at the Montreal Neurological Institute and Hospital, he has continued to make teaching a very high priority. Professor Petrides is an outstanding supervisor of student research at both the graduate and undergraduate levels. Convinced that research is essential to any undergraduate education, he does everything possible to include undergraduate students in all aspects of his own cutting-edge research. In the words of one of his students, quote, "I had never before come across someone who was so passionate about his field." By the way, that student is now an assistant professor of neuroscience and firmly committed to ensuring the research and teaching link. Madam Principal, it is with great pleasure that I present to you an inspiring mentor and a teacher and a supervisor extraordinaire, quite simply one of McGill's best, Professor Michael Petrides.
Thank you, Provost Massey, and of course, congratulations to all the winners. Today, McGill University would like to recognize sustained excellence in leadership and innovation, as well as the active integration of teaching and learning with inquiry, scholarship, and research. I'm very proud to preside at this ceremony in which McGill University will present the first ever winner of the McGill University Lifetime Achievement Award for Leadership in Learning. And I ask Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to introduce this year's winner, Professor David Noble Harp.
Madam Vice Chancellor and Mr. Provost, I present to you Professor David Noble Harp, a professor in the Department of Chemistry, the Faculty of Science. A member of the academic staff for fully 44 years since 1966, David embodies that to which we aspire in our university. To have our best scholars be our best teachers, and likewise, our best teachers, our best scholars. He is an outstanding scientist and an inspirational teacher and innovator in science education. He has been at the forefront in bringing effective new technologies into the classroom. Moreover, together with Joe Schwartz and Ariel Fenster to the Office of Science and Society, he has arguably done more than anyone in the university to bring science to the public through collaborative seminars and innovative outreach. It is said by his colleagues, by his students, and by our alumni, that Professor Harp is, simply put, the finest teacher that we have had in the Faculty of Science, and indeed, as we are about to recognize, the university. Madam Vice Chancellor, Mr. Provost, it is my great honor to present to you Professor David Noble Harp, teacher scholar extraordinaire, and the first winner of the McGill University Lifetime Achievement Award for Leadership in Learning.
I now call upon Ms. Cynthia Price, President of the McGill Alumni Association, to present Dr. John Cohen, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, I am pleased to present to you McGill alumnus Dr. J. John Cohen, renowned for his accomplishments in immunology and for sparking a worldwide phenomenon in public education. Dr. Cohen has conducted his distinguished career at the University of Colorado, although his teaching and consulting services are in demand around the globe. As a researcher, he pioneered studies of programmed cell death, or apoptosis. This cell suicide means damaged or surplus cells in the body can be eliminated before reproducing. One of Dr. Cohen's papers on the subject has been cited a remarkable 2,000 times. As an educator, Dr. Cohen has won an Excellence in Teaching Award every year for close to three decades, and has five times been selected University of Colorado Medical School's Teacher of the Year. He has said his love of teaching was inspired by iconic McGill faculty under whom he studied, like Penfield and Hebb. In 1989, he conceived of the mini med school to provide a snapshot for the public of what medical students learned in their first years. The rest, as they say, is history, as the concept has now traveled throughout North America and is springing up on European university campuses. McGill introduced its own mini med school 10 years ago, the first in Canada, and it gave rise to mini law, mini biz, mini music, and others. Dr. Cohen has adapted MiniMed for state legislators and high school students, produced videos in immunology that have become national teaching tools, and created courses for medical schools in developing countries. With interests ranging from fencing to Finnegan's Wake, he is an influential scientist and educator who has touched thousands and thousands of lives. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Dr. J. John Cohen, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. J. John Cohen to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Cohen.
Distinguished members of the platform party, faculty, honored guests, relieved family and friends, and happy graduates. In a few minutes, you'll get your shiny new McGill degree. Since I've already put a lot of miles on mine, maybe I can give you a few impressions about how it handles, what kind of mileage you're going to get on it, while you and your family walk around the showroom and kick the tires. Now, I need to develop four themes in the next 8 minutes, so pay attention, because this will be on the test. In my years at McGill, I calculated I put about 2 million facts into my semantic memory. Do I remember any of them? No. but neither will you. But they are the mulch on your forest floor from which mushrooms first, then beautiful flowers, and then tall trees will grow when you're ready to plant them. What I haven't forgotten are my encounters with great teachers that literally changed the way my head worked, as you heard. I only have time to talk about one of them. The late Martin Hoffman was my professor in medical school. I did all my rotations with him. He was what Dr. House would be if Dr. House were sane and smarter and at McGill. Some students and residents were afraid of him, but I loved him because he demanded that you always work at the limit. No, beyond the limit of what you thought that you could do. As they say in boxing, he expected you to punch above your weight. We would stay up all night getting patient presentations ready for his morning rounds, reading everything we thought was relevant and hoping that we'd be able to answer whatever it was he was going to ask us. Praise from him was rare, and when you got it, it made your day, and in my case, my life. The first half of my career was consciously spent trying to become Dr. Hoffman. If you have McGill memories as good as or better than these, hold on to them because they will help you remember why you are where you are. Now I'll go to my second theme, which is the informal curriculum. This is everything you learn at school when you're not in class. As a freshman at McGill, I was very young and clueless. I used to study in the old Union Building, which is now the McCord Museum. One day I was having coffee at a table with some older guys who I didn't know. I like to think, because they were at McGill at the time, they were Leonard Cohen and Pierre Elliott Trudeau and Bill Shatner, but probably not. And I told them that I'd been reading about people so desperately poor that the only thing they could do was spend all day looking for food. And I said, how can I justify being in school when these people have nothing? Everything I'm doing, it's irrelevant, it's pointless, something like that. And one of the older guys said, Cohen, your luck in being here creates an obligation. You have to use your education to help those people because they can't help themselves. And whoever he was, he prevented a crisis in me and he changed my life. I believe as an act of faith that your education is only relevant if you share it with others, as he did with me. In whatever way that works for you, with your skills, your personality, your passions. The third theme grows out of the second, and that is simply that you have very little idea what you are going to end up doing, even if you're absolutely sure that you do. It's estimated that over half of you will be doing jobs eventually that don't even exist today. It's also estimated that knowledge, or at least data, doubles every year. Now, I'm pretty typical. I started out as a chemist, and I became an organic chemist, and then I became an endocrinologist, and then I became an immunologist, and then a cellular biologist, and now I've decided that what I really want to do is understand how the brain learns and how to use that knowledge to make teaching better. Did I know I was going to end up as a teacher? Absolutely not. In fact, I was completely rotten at the beginning. You may surprise yourself too as you move forward by moving sideways from interest to interest. And so to the fourth and final theme, since you got this far in your education, it's probably fair to me for me to assume that you have an obsessive-compulsive personality. I would ask for a show of hands, but I know anybody who isn't obsessive-compulsive is too cool to put their hand up. Obsessive-compulsive is not the worst thing. In fact, the new description of the pathology that will be published in the upcoming DSM-5 is a pretty accurate description of most of the people you and I have been working with for the last few years. What I want to suggest to you is that obsessive is bad, but compulsive is good. Obsessive is endlessly thinking about and worrying about things that bother you. You accomplish nothing by going over it endlessly. The British psychologist Adrian Wells has a plan for this. which I found to be extremely effective. You designate a specific time every day for worrying. I do mine around 6 in the morning, and because I'm compulsive as well, I make notes. And I write down, OMG, I'm worried that my passport's about to expire. This happened recently, you can tell. Then I write down, so renew it, eh? Any other time in the day when you start to worry, you have to stop yourself and say, no, that has to wait till tomorrow morning. It's fantastic. Try it. But compulsive is good when it means actually doing the things you want to do, not just dreaming about it. In my own experience, once I realized how much I enjoy teaching, I started to think about other ways of sharing my 2 million facts and those of other scientists with more and more people. This led very naturally to the idea of the mini med school, which to our surprise and gratification was taken up by so many schools, foremost among them, really, our alma mater with its dizzying proliferation of McGill minis, spearheaded by the redoubtable Dr. Cappy Flanders. About 10 years ago, when I read for the first time that there was something called the Café Scientifique, I knew that I had to do that, even though I am by nature shy and didn't look forward to having to call famous scientists on the phone and ask them to speak at a pub in front of a bunch of drunk civilians for no pay. Later, when I began to work with Helen McFarlane, our medical illustrator, we thought about putting on a show of scientific images that were, in our opinion, art. That show traveled all around America, and a second one is in the works. It was an incredible amount of labor, but it was so worth it. All you had to do was watch the eyes of a group of 10-year-old kids looking at a picture that they thought was a snowstorm that turns out to be a pathologist's section of a brain. The bottom line of this is that when you can, and in your own way, find what you love and share it. That's really pretty simple. But doing it can make you, and I hope a lot of other people, really happy. And recent studies show that being happy is a lot rarer than being rich, and that it's, so that's good for you. Let me end, then, by reading to you a part of the beautiful charge that the president of University of Colorado gave to our graduates in 1935, and which I think applies to us at McGill today. You will soon be certified to the world at large as alumni of the university. She is your kindly mother, and you her cherished sons and daughters. This exercise denotes not your severance from her, but your union with her. Commencement does not mean, as many wrongly think, the breaking of ties and the beginning of life apart from the university. Rather, it marks your initiation in the fullest sense into the fellowship of the university as bearers of her torch, as centers of her influence, and as promoters of her spirit. Congratulations, à bientôt, félicitations, and farewell for now. Thank you.
As I listened to Dr. Cohen, and I didn't see his notes at all before, just like you, but I sat there thinking about what did I come away with, and by way of additional advice to the very incredible advice that he's given you, and that is that one thing I can tell you is that when Dr. Cohen was at McGill, we had no communications department. So what he has learned in terms of what he refers to as sharing is something that he learned, in a sense, through life, through his life experiences. And I think that not only has he turned out to be a great scientist, but he's turned out to be one of the world's great communicators. And even though none of us may achieve anything close to his level of perfection, I think we all have an opportunity to take what we've learned and, as he says, to communicate it and to share it. So I think it's a wonderful message, and I thank you, and I'm sure that many people in the audience, Dr. Cohen, will pick up on that, and that will have an impact on their life. We will now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. McGill's fall convocation ceremonies are university-wide celebrations where graduates from many faculties come together as one. This afternoon, I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs in the faculties of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Dentistry, Engineering, Law, Management, Medicine, and the Center for Continuing Education to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. If this is the student's first degree, he or she shall remove the mortarboard or hat and then be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in executing these maneuvers on particular students. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as she or he leaves the stage. We begin with our graduate students, followed by undergraduate students from each faculty. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective diplomas, degrees, or certificates. I now invite Professor James Archibald to present the graduates, and for the Dean of Graduate Studies, Martin Crisworth, and the deans of the faculties or their delegates to distribute the diplomas. That would be Deans Madramutu, Allison, Pierre, Jutra, Todd, Levin, and Potter. Félicitations and congratulations.
Mr. Chancellor, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Yu Wei Chang. Satyaranyan Dev Rajalakshmi Sivara Mikrishna. Vijay Raghava Turuvekere. For the degree of Master of Science, Lauren Donnelly. Vaishali Dutta. Eduardo Ganem Cuenca. Sabrina Hamilton. Dimitrios Kobilaris. Carolyn Lee. Sarah Rosanna Lee. Penelope Ma. Ramesh Murugeshan. Sagar Sadiq Bhatt. Leah Esther Shanehouse. Yucheng Wen. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Elisa Catherine Bernier, First Class Honors in Environment, Dean's Honor List. Ahlam Yanuri. Rim Yanuri. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Sciences, Sin Man Kwok. For the Graduate Certificate in Healthcare, Adrian Esteban Genadinek. For the Diploma in Accounting, Reza Ayenekci. Isabella Elizabeth Che, Dean's Honor List. Jasim Wazani. Yang Hong Jong. For the Diploma in Management in Entrepreneurship, Naji Elzain. For the Diploma in Management in General Management, Basil El Marouk. Pen Wang, Jacob Jonker Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Management in International Business, Maya Buyed. For the Diploma in Management in Marketing, Novella Alessi. For the Diploma in Management in Treasury Finance, Nedyalko Ristninov Dimitrov. Claude Dufour. Khalid Talbi. For the Certificate in Accounting, Mary Anne Francoise Robitaille. For the Certificate in Health and Social Services Management, Margrethe Yuang Egbe. For the Certificate in Human Resources Management, Lena Francis, Honda St. Rose Award, Dean's Honor List. Raja Hamdan. Kiran Hashmi. Archana Rao. For the certificate in management, Ingrid Aceituno. Nalin Sirimal Disanyake. Dan Tudor Mayu. Alfred Ung. For the certificate in risk management, Elise Azan. For the certificate in translation in French, English to Spanish, Valerie Bejo, Dean's Honor List. Maria Romero. Flor Barbara Celis. For the Certificate of Proficiency, English for Professional Communication, Martine Chéri. Gary Denis. Ferhat Reha Doruk. Christian Andres Morales. For the Certificate of Proficiency in English Language and Culture, Emily Gallet, Dean's Honor List. Lotfia Talal Kabli. Shamina Ahmed. Gahad Abdul Rahman Al-Harti. Ola Hafar. Hua Liu. Yoroma Lors. Maud Sylvie Mazerwa. Lisa Martin. Paula Mueheli. Sid Ahmed Lamin Sofiane Okba. Mariama Usman, Dean's Honor List. Valerie Sanchi Chirolero. Tuna Tonka. Marjorie Weber, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate of Proficiency, French for Professional Communication, Hala Jalwa. For the Certificate of Proficiency in French Language and Culture, Sozgoroma Pomelo. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy from the Faculty of Dentistry, Larissa Durao Duarte Vilela. Hola, Mohamed Maria. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy from the Faculty of Engineering, Xu Fei Wan Fan. Hamed Golestani Far. Melita Hajajic. Duanji Lee. Lianjian Luo. Frédéric Marion. André Rancourt. Joanna Rossi. Danny Abdallah Tanir. Jason Tavarish. Chao Cheng Tu. Madam Vice Chancellor, for the degree of Master of Architecture, Maggie Mamdou Abdel Malak. Sebastian Paul Bartaniki. Zheng Sheng. Mahdi Degani Estarki. Azin Dilmagani. Christine Geranian. Federica Andrea Ehlers. John Spanos Fellows. Matthew R. Fielding. Tanya Leonor Gutierrez Monroy. Masume Kalantari. Nancy Khoury. Laurence Marie-Christine Lessard. Douglas John Moffat. Thi Ngoc Diem Nguyen. Thi Phong Tram Nguyen. Tara Sarah Poloz. Ali Tana. Olivier Valeron. Julia Zoe Webster. Wing C. Wu. For the degree of Master of Engineering, Arti Berajekian. Sofien Bouchbel. Maria Julia Comenici. Kamal El Salusi. Mohammed Hefni. Mersan Javaid. Yu Ming Zhao. Leonardo Jimenez Rodriguez. Alvin Wing Hong Law, Dean's Honor List. Wei Lin Liu. Xuan Liu, Dean's Honor List. Jason Loiseau. Patrick Edvard Manukian. Julio Andres Orofong. Guillaume Payen de la Garderie. Mathieu Paul Pellissier. Jeffrey André Poisson. Emily Elizabeth Porter, Dean's Honor List. Nassim Razavinia. Fatimiro Reyes Martinez. Orbi Todorovic Savcho. Sedar Burak Solak. Ying Tang. Wei Wei. For the degree of Master of Urban Planning, Angela Brinklow. Lauren Lynn Chuter. J. Adam Dudek. Jonathan Hong. Sarah Ellen Anna Predica, also receiving a certificate of proficiency in French language and culture. Adam Popper. Nadia Richet. Eric Christian Serre. Darren James Veris. Molly Jennifer Wilson. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Robert Allen Caldwell Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering, Marc Fouad Haidamous. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Regular Program, Noreen Anwar. David Antonio Garcia Campos. Iguano Onoyovi, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering Co-op Program, Christian Diaz Revuelta. Rosen Ivelinov Ivanov. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Regular Program, Christopher Sami Aoun. Daniel Gao. Glenn Keith Tyndall Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mining Engineering Co-op Program, Jacqueline Forth. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Architecture, Raphael Gendron. Pierre-Luc Perron. Yi Chong Rang. For the degree of Doctor of Civil Law from the Faculty of Law, Karen Lynn Durrell. Hilmi Mohammed Ahmad Zawati. For the degree of Master of Arts, Hugo Anthony Babos Marchand. Henri Decoeur. Sarah Doucet. Lin-Ching Tsang. Xiaoting He. Yuei Wang. Selma Jaber. Benoit Mayer. Ari Munisami. Sorana Alina Kanika Pop. Yelim Ro. Ina Smirnova. Yasuhiro Tsuchida. Lydie Madeleine Van Muelen. George Fordham Otieno Wara. For the degree of Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws, Patricia M. Day. Stacy Megan Douglas. David Gabriel Goldenberg. Eric Italian. Elena Lapina. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy from the Desautels Faculty of Management, Christian Dorion. Yong Lee. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Allison Ab. Alexander Apostolo. Beruz Bayat Mokhtari. Antoine Bourgogne. Jean-Pierre Croteau. Brian Dalton. Sava Engonidis. Laurence Enaf. Dominic Kaiserling. Eric Lucier. Heather McDermott. Natasha Stephanie Petrovsky. Valerie Simard. Nikolai Sirakov. Melina Jean Tondino. Raja Liklarish Upuluri. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Go Izobe. Mai Tato. Tetsuya Nakayama. Tomohiro Takahashi. Sylvia Thangamari Victor. For the degree of Master of Management, Rodrigo Ajaprado. Ignacio Gallo Perez. Carlos Eduardo Torres. For the Graduate Diploma in Public Accountancy, Nicholas Antonatos. Trisha Balati. Chun Dong. Marie-Hélène Lafortune. Michael Marania. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Lauren Michelle Albanese. Ilan Howell. Olga Mikhailovskaya. Vincent Paquet. Y. In Yip, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Ona Bianca Glaman. Yajna Sungum, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Jonathan Jacob Bronfman. Dennis Nicholas Corcoran. Amanda Elvidge, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Elizabeth Gossage. Sarah Ann Golding. Khaled Sami Ktili, Distinction. Ihan Kudeki, Distinction. Veronique Lou. Elliot Ruben Moss. Matthew Charles Mariontati. Zaid Navid. Javier Dante Rena, Distinction. Hilary Page Sabra Riesley, Dean's Honor List. Martin Thierrot. Maud Fu Nyok. Ronald Hoffman. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Yazid Ramla. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Audrey-Anne Côté-Fournier, Dean's Honor List. Catherine David. Sheong Jong, Dean's Honor List. Charlotte McLeod, Dean's Honor List. Roy. Jessica Roy, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Investment Management, Bronwyn Alexandra James, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Dov Ram Aronovich. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Eliana Michelle Goldstein. Robin Karashik. Elizabeth Oteng Pagby. Jacqueline Marie Walker. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Psychology, Maya De Da Silva. Mr. Chair, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy from the Faculty of Medicine, Andrea Alter. Brian Carrillo. Scott Francis Carroll. Ron Doe. Joanne Fakuri. Laura Marie Fiore. Roberta Maria Guimares de Oliveira. Jeffrey David Haynes. Shireen Hussain. Kelly Kilpatrick. Jerong Lee. Daniel Ludwig. Oliver Littleton. Olivia Annie Oxlade. Manuel Rongi. Erna Snellgrove Clark. For the degree of Master of Science, Wissam Al Ramli. Rachel Rachel Emily Bennett. Jody Lynn Berg, Dean's Honor List. Brittany Jane Bruin, Dean's Honor List. Laurence Brunet. Catherine Elizabeth Duckworth. Rhea Ferguson. Christina Ann Gavino. Jacqueline Guy. Joseph Oliver Holmes. Alexei Inyatkin. Jennifer Landry. Giselle Lee. Jennifer Liu. George Mahul. Jalaluddin Mulji. Tonji Jeanette Pearson. Kristen Elizabeth Riddell. Brian Anthony Ross. Patrick Georges Salamé. Rajashree Sen, Dean's Honor List. Shireen Mehdi Shalwani. Bharat Tekluru Srinivasa. Julia Thorpe, Dean's Honor List. Lin Yang. Yue Zhao. For the degree of Master of Science Applied, Tigran Bajgorij. Dikla Amar. Jacinthe Aucoin. Anna Baudier. Megan McCollum Braun. Wei Han Chan. Annie Jacques. Naomi Jonas. Claudine Jonca. Stephanie L. Keith. Amanda Lynn Langdon. Catherine Irene Lokish. Ian Marlowe. Mana Camelia Purvahadi. Julieta Rodriguez Guzman. Diane Roy. Tanya Sami Shbib. Tara Lynn Saint Laurent. Sarah Naomi Steves. Chiko Tanaka. Heather Lynn Taylor. Jacqueline Chiwing Chang. Sunil Wakwani. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Celine Mira Hanrahan. Willine Pierre. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nursing, Massa Alavi. Tiffany Alexander. Zainab Badruddin, Distinction. Bukim Bouchard Savana. Danielle Brandis. Brittany Britton. Francis Sol Encina Bruno. Bea Christine Canapi, Dean's Honor List. Sunny Margarita Chow. Melika Chabonneau. Wendy Cloutier. Marisa Cristofaro, Lexi L. Fellows Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Lorene Teresa Curtis. Allison Elizabeth Davis, Dean's Honor List. Jessica DiNardo. Kelly Ann Dion. Gabrielle Catherine Domokos. Noémie Doucet-Généreux. Rachel Farah. Sarina Adele Fazio. Melissa Fissemé. Aspen Marianne Gagné. Stella Giorgio. Bridget Hanley, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Hazzi. Carly Hong. Ngoc San Huyen. Isabel Imamejian, Distinction. Parisa Jamali. Christina Jodoin, Dean's Honor List. Paula Joffre, Dean's Honor List. Distinction, sorry. Kate Johnson, Dean's Honor List. Marie-Astrid Joubert Distinction. Ho Can Juan. Vanessa LaSalle Distinction. Ashley LaRivière. Julie Laurence Distinction. Marie-Gabrielle Lessard. Bing Ji Lee, Distinction. Amanda Liu, Distinction. Andrea Martel Bucci. Jacqueline Mills. Stephanie Nguyen, Distinction. Melinda Pierre-Louis. Miriam Fitza Pierre-Louis. Anne-Marie Powell. Mezgan Kurbani. Nicole Sarah Rayom. Catherine Ricci. Tanya Rifai Archer. Pearson Education in Canada Book Prize, Dean's Honor List. Sebastian Raphael Stolzufus. Jin Ching Sun. Vanessa Mai Tran. Philip Van. Moliwan Vat. Deborah Vincent. Krista Walsh. Andrea Atkin Willett. Jennifer Yi Sui Chung. Yen Chung Yu.
Thank you, Professor Archibald, for doing a wonderful job. Thank you. Now, with the can I ask the graduating class to please rise? We're not there yet. Now, in my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Now, please remain standing, and may I ask the rest of the audience to stand as well. I now ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to read the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been trusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Do que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous ne les aurons quittés avec l'amitié, la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you. I now invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem. Professor Purdy.
Strong and free, no disquiet.